John, I want to jump in here right now and just ask you another clarifying question before you have to go. Let's go back. You said there was, in fact, a nexus between the left. You named a whole bunch of organizations and what's happening in jihadi Islam. If you were to look in the United States right now and say, all right, who is leading whom? Is the left, is the political establishment, that sector that you're describing, are they leading the strategy that the jihadists are following in the shadow of them, or are the Islamic jihadis actually leading, and the political left and others are following them? Is there a leader in this effort?
Oh yeah, the left thinks it's them. The left thinks that the jihadis are just simply a tool for them. But in fact, the reality is the left is the tool for the Islamic movement. They are the ones doing the violence. You notice when you had the anti-Sharia protest last weekend, about 8 days ago, all over the country, sponsored by Act for America, peaceful protests. Who got violent? Antifa and the left. Muslims did not have to go out on the street and get violent. They let the left do their business for them. And we're seeing that all over the country. When this American Civil War, which is what we are in right now, when it kicks off, it will be the left that initiates it. There will be some sort of precipitating event. And then, when appropriate, the Islamic movement will maneuver, and they will do everything they can to remain nonviolent until the very end. So they will continue to look as if they are peaceful and whatnot. But eventually, they'll lay the sword down. So the Islamic movement is the leading element of this assault on the United States.